This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined down the line by quite an extraordinary situation, actually. I have got our very awesome Fun Kids presenter, Anna Louise, but also her mum, Ruth Doyle. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, look, they can hear those lovely voices. Oh, I'm thrilled. I mean, Anna Louise, I'm sorry about this, but to be honest, I'm more interested in your mum right now because she's written an amazing brand new book.
It's not about me today, is it?
Fortunately not. Ruth, hi, welcome to the show. And congratulations on your first big kids book.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's called Songs for Our Sons and it is beautiful. It's so, so lovely. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it's an attempt at empowerment for little boys, which I've been told it's the first time that that's been done. So I wrote Dreams for Our Daughters really in response to the female empowerment movement and again to try and get it in front of little girls with the idea that you can fulfill your potential, you can be whoever you want to be and you don't have to be restricted by gender stereotypes. And then I thought to myself, but this isn't really fair because I go into schools quite a lot and do creative writing with groups of children. And I meet lots of boys who are struggling in a different way to the girls. So obviously the aim being that we're all empowered to be the best that we can be and to do what we want to with our lives. I wrote Songs for Our Sons. So really, apart from the titles, they are gender neutral books. But with Songs for Our Sons, I've sort of tried to bust particular stereotypes attached to men and boys. So I deal with things like crying and being in touch with your emotions. It's about being allowed to be the human being that you want to be.
Yeah, I think it's a really important message because, like you say, it's applicable to anybody reading. It's just like you do you and just
yes.
be kind and
yes.
and just be whatever calls you, you know, do whatever you want really in a positive way. And it's such a lovely message to have.
In some ways, it's more important than ever now because kids today have got extra pressures, particularly from social media. And we all know, even as adults, that there is a certain amount of pressure and stigma and upset that can come from looking at how many friends you've got or how many likes you get on social media, looking at numbers for outside approval. And that's a really, really tough one, especially when you're growing into your own skin. And so for me, I think fundamentally, children need to feel, to really believe in themselves and to know that those sort of things are external, they don't matter. So it's developing from a very young age a sense of I am me, I'm entitled to be me in all aspects.
And also, of course, you might not be great at something, but you might really love doing it, in which
exactly.
case, if you enjoy it, go for it.
Exactly. And who's to judge what's great anyway?
Absolutely. Because the book did remind me a little bit, in a great way, because it's one of my favourite books, of Dr. Seuss, All the Places You'll Go.
And oh, thank you.
It's such a positive message. And also, similarly, it's all kind of written, kind of rhyming scheme as well. Was it quite hard to write in that poetic style?
Well, thank you for that. I actually do love rhyme. It's something that I've always enjoyed doing. Again, back to being a child, I do remember actually being chosen to read a poem out that I'd written about my pet rabbits. And I can still remember doing it now. And that was all in very, very basic rhyme. So it's something that I really enjoy. When I got into the flow of it, it did come fairly easily. I think again, back to this, if you enjoy doing something, then it tends to be less painful than if you don't.
And it's also just wonderfully illustrated, isn't it? I mean, you've got such
yes.
great pictures that go along with all of your words.
Yes, so Aisling Lindsay is the illustrator and she's done a really awesome job.
Anna Louise, I've got to ask, did you get a sneaky peek at the copy before it went out there in the world?
I did. I'm so proud of Mum. It was amazing because I knew nothing about the industry. Obviously, I've known since I was tiny that Mum is a writer and is incredibly talented. But when Mum got this big break a few years ago, it was incredible getting all the behind-the-scenes action and seeing Mum initially have that first idea, you know, that birth of the idea of the book, and Mum spending hours writing, sitting down on the farm in her little office, and then seeing it get picked up and selling to a publisher and us having our celebrations, and then slowly slowly through came the illustrations, and we got to see them right from when they were kind of pencil sketches to when the colour started coming in and seeing where the words would appear on the page. It was magical. It was a totally inspiring experience.
Because you mentioned at the beginning it's a companion book, so you've got Songs for Our Sons, you've also got yes. Dreams for Our Daughters as well.
Yes.
So, and is it a similar vibe with that one?
It is. The idea being, I think, that the books are interchangeable. So with Dreams for Our Daughters, it's about girls being free to be whoever they want to be and pursue whatever career, about working and valuing the internal part of you that is growing all the time as you're growing and is the beautiful part. And the external is just, you know, whatever you happen to have been given, but it's not you. It doesn't define you. So there were certain issues that I slanted towards traditional gender concepts. But apart from that, I think and hope that children, there'll be certain things in each book, either book, that children might identify and might find helpful.
They're beautiful, and they're kind of books that you could read on your own, or you could get a grown-up to read with you. I'm sure grown-ups would be thrilled to read them to their little ones as well.
Thank you.
We should also say, as a lot of our listeners will know, you guys have your very own mini farm. Is that correct?
We do.
Yes.
Now, we hear a lot from Anna Louise about the farm, but I want to know, Ruth, does she do as much work as we think she does? Does she actually put in the hard graft?
Bust that myth. No, to be fair, she does. She is and always has been absolutely passionate about animals. And she does get out there and get her wellies on and get down and dirty. So.
Well, I've got a few questions here. I just want to double check. Out of the two of you, who is most likely to feed the animals?
It depends on what we're feeding them, because I'm very big on diet and health and nutrition, and Mum loves to treat, don't you?
Oh, that has really given me a bit bad press.
Mum has got the most amazing treat stash in the conservatory. There's a big wooden chest, and she's got boxes and boxes of all different treats of all different shapes and sizes for all of the animals.
It's actually my style of parenting. It's called bribery.
The horses love Mum, and they frisk her. Their little noses will like snuffle into her pockets, and they'll bite at her collar and her sleeves to try and
get
more
treats. It's quite dangerous, but they do like me. But they particularly like the cherry ones.
I don't blame them at all. They know exactly what side their bread is buttered. Who is most likely to collect the eggs?
Anna.
Me! Yes, that is my favourite thing to do in the morning.
Yeah, I couldn't interfere with that.
Bex, I do live that country dream. I've got the classic basket and I go round every morning bright and early, and we've got all different nest boxes where the chickens and the guinea fowl lay their eggs. So it's a bit like a hide and seek egg hunt every morning. Like, I go out and about sort of scavenging for where they may have laid their eggs.
And I sit there with my toasted soldiers saying, "Where's my eggs?"
I want my dippy eggs. Good to know. Who's most likely to walk the dogs?
Me.
Mum. Yeah. 100% okay. Mum. Oh. As always, we've got a pack of dogs, and over the years, Mum's always taken them out religiously, haven't you? For a really long run across the fields.
Yep.
Okay, and finally, this is the most important one. Who's most likely to muck out the horses?
Me.
Oh, really? That sounds hesitant.
I love that I was right in there diving and Mum's pulling me up.
Yeah.
I muck out the chickens. Mum always reminds me to do the poo picking in the fields. Is that right to say, Mum? You're the one that's more hot on schedules.
I do a lot of poo picking. Hang on a minute. I'm going to actually go on strike if I'm not getting any credit for it.
By poo picking, do you mean like picking up the horse poo in the fields?
That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Right, we've just checking there wasn't like
not by hand. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the goss there. I feel like I've really literally uncovered some stuff. Now, Ruth, you may well know, I do a little quick fire round of questions with all of my authors. Can I do that with you right now?
Oh, yes, please.
And Anna-Louise, feel free to chime in if you disagree at any point.
Don't worry about that.
So first up, books or Kindles?
Books.
Yeah, everybody says it. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Horses or cows?
Horses. Gotta be.
Writing or reading?
Writing.
Writing. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Ooh. Just because it dates right back to my ancient childhood, Narnia. But it's a tough one.
You've kind of already answered this question. Hard-boiled eggs or soft-boiled eggs?
It's gotta be the soft ones.
Okay. Laptop or write by hand?
Bit of both.
This is quite tricky, and I'm sorry for this in advance. Sons or daughters?
I thought you were going to ask me that. And I'm going to say gender neutral.
Oh. Ooh,
Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
No, whenever. Yeah.
Whenever you can. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Paddington every time.
And finally, the last, the big one, let's face it, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar, loads and loads and loads of it.
I was worried you were going to go against the grain there.
I couldn't do that to you.
I was like, she knows what she's doing here. Well, guys, thank you so much for
chatting
to us.
Thank you, Bex.
And Songs for Our Sons is out on the 1st of October, so everybody needs to go and check it out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bex. It's been brilliant.
Thanks. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.